There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
For your listeners just joining us, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad to have you with us on this Memorial Day, very special day, Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is tomorrow at 3 o'clock tomorrow. The president has designated, as every president does, a moment of silence right at 3 o'clock, honoring the purpose of Memorial Day, honoring those who gave their lives for their country. A very special day. Enjoy yourself. Have a great time. But remember that we're honoring those who allow us to enjoy ourselves, allow us to keep us free, and I hope you have a pleasant one there too. I fly a lot. I get on that airplane and I relax, kind of loosen up and say, oh, I can relax here, I'm in good shape. And then invariably the horror stories you hear about cleanliness on an airplane. I talk a lot about being clean. I don't want to be paranoid about it, but you got to use some common sense. Most of my friends have gotten sick this fall through a cold or something along that line. So I haven't gotten sick, and I watch very closely where I put my hands, washing my hands, and where I sit, and that kind of thing. And it could be a lot worse than you think. I want you to talk about it here right now. Tricia Holderman is joining me. She's a germ expert. She's got a great website that lays out lots of special things you ought to do. Her company goes in and does massive cleaning on airplanes and office buildings and that kind of thing. You can find how to get a hold of Tricia and a lot about her company on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Tricia, happy Memorial Day and glad you joined us this weekend.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Tricia, give us a little idea. You specialize in major cleaning operations of all levels, but I understand if there's a huge mess made, there's an explosion, or there's a special spill or something. But just take the everyday situation. I go up to New York a lot. We broadcast up there, and I'm on the plane going up on a nice airline to New York. I think that things are fine, but it's not as clean as I think it is it?
No, sir, it's not. As you can tell, there's very little cleaning going on between those flights. And you've seen them. They'll land a flight, and 12 minutes later, they're loading it back up. Literally, all they are doing is picking up the trash, basically. On rare occasions, they're actually wiping down the toilets, but, again, very rare occasions. So what's happening is all those germs are just going from one flight to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah, and if you just take some time to look, you kind of pull open that little packet in front of you where they put their advertisement magazine, look down there. That's always, to me, is always dirty. I don't care what airline it is. I don't care whether you're in first class or where you are. And then, as you say, the restrooms may look clean, but even things like the eating trays, I mean, what people could do before you on a flight on the eating trays, I mean, a matter of there's a lot of problems, and that probably applies to everything we do. Give us some other examples outside of planes themselves where you could face picking up some real serious germs that could cause you some problems. So what other? Well, give us some other examples on airplanes.
Well, let's just start with once you get to the airport, those little TSA bag bins that you stick all your stuff in as you're about to go through the little security scan. Those bins are never, ever being washed. Nobody is in charge of those. I've actually asked about those. I've done scanners on them just to see how many germs are alive, and we're talking over 10,000 living germs on any one of those handles on those things because no one is assigned to clean them. So So they just continue to grow.
Now say that again, because I didn't think of that, and I don't think any of our listeners thought of that. That's that bin where you put your watch and your wallet and your computer and everything like that, your shoes, and then you got to pick them up and lay them down, and all those germs just going right to you. So you almost got to take some wipes and wipe out the bin before you put your stuff in there.
You know, I've sort of traveling with a like a plastic kind of briefcase so that I can actually wipe it down after I've pulled my stuff out. I don't care about cleaning out those little bins for everybody else, but I definitely want anything I'm touching to be cleaned. So the other part that we're having the biggest issue is the ticket kiosk. You know, when you go in and you actually punch in your own numbers and everything, think of how many people have touched that kiosk. And again, it's an electronic piece of equipment, so janitorial companies are not in charge of ever cleaning electronics. So therefore, it's not being cleaned. There is nobody in charge of those. So when you have any kind of a surface that is not assigned to an actual person who cleans, there's like 100% chance it's not getting cleaned by anybody.
Now, that's interesting. I never thought of those little kiosks there because, you know, to get your ticket, you go in there all the time. I understand door handles and that kind of thing, but I just never thought of the kiosk itself. Good points in terms of and again, you other people have touched them. You don't know where their hands have been, whether they're wiping their nose or who knows what they've been touching, where they picked up from someone else, from someone else, from someone else. You touch your nose, next thing you know, you picked up their cold, their disease in you, and like I say, and I don't know why this particular year, I know there's a heavy hay fever to some degree, but beyond that, just the flu, bugs in you. This spring has to me been one of the worst we've seen, and I don't know if it's we're spreading more germs or what it is, but it's sure been a bad spring. Now, Tricia, talk to me about, let's talk about a restaurant. You know, nothing's nice as going into a clean restaurant. When the show later on this afternoon, I'm going to do a late lunch at a delightful New Orleans restaurant, and I'm sure that's just clean as can be, isn't it?
No, not even close. So you know that you watch them wash those tables down every time, but you know what? They're getting those. They keep a bucket of water with a rag in it, and that rag gets used all day long. That water gets used all day long to keep cleaning the same table. So after the first table, all they're doing is spreading the germs from one table to the next. But more importantly, the parts are not even getting at all. At least when they're washing tables, there's some kind of an agitation to get the germs and dirt out. But where they're not even touching is like the salt and pepper shakers, the mustard and ketchup dispensers. Those are not getting wiped down at all. And so every germ that lands on there just continues to live on there because nobody is taking care of those. The other part, and this is going to just freak everybody out, is the menus. Menus are generally not washed.
And isn't that something you think? You think
and don't wash their hands and then touch their menus. So, yuck.
And the menu comes back to you, and you pick up the menu, and going through, just hundreds of hands and never touched. I think you're right on that. So you think you'd feel, and the chair you're sitting in, I mean, you don't want to be paranoid about this kind of stuff, but it sure makes a difference as to how healthy you stay in terms of doing something like that. I'll tell you a bug for me there, Tricia. I'm sitting in a nice restaurant, and we're broadcasting this week here in New Orleans. We have so many wonderful restaurants, numbers-wise, probably more finer restaurants than any place in America. You go in there, and you're having a wonderful lunch, and we break our bread down here. You know, you put whole loaves at the table. We break it open, good hot bread, so you're touching your food. And somebody comes in the door, "Hey, Jim, how you doing?" And they stick your hand out. Now, they just come in from the street with their car door, opening the door. Who knows what they've touched? I've washed my hands in anticipation of a real good meal, and I'm kind of torn. What do you do? Their hand is out there, and how I've learned to solve that problem, Tricia, is I fist bump. I say, "Hey, I'm a fist bumper," and I stick my fist out there, and I find that the best way to do it. Tricia, I got to take a little pause. I want to come back and talk to you some more. Tricia Holderman is my guest. She's a germ expert. Her website is elitefaxist.com. You can find that link and all about Tricia on my website at www. www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website, have some fun, sign up for my weekly news mail. We're going to come back and talk about cleanliness. I know this is not routine. This is pretty basic considering keeping yourself healthy so you can enjoy life. I want to enjoy life. The way you do it is to keep yourself clean. That's one big factor in it. Hey, freshen up your coffee, watch the coffee cup, and I'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown. program, we're talking about cleanliness and how to take care of yourself a little better, and with so many dirty things around you. Tricia Holder is my guest. She's owner and president and CEO of Elite Facility Systems, and how you stay clean. But could I do this, if you don't mind, Tricia, before we talk about that, I was just interested in reading about you a little bit. Besides being very successful in your business, do I understand that you have had 5 hip replacement surgeries? 5?
I've had a total, 59 surgeries altogether. I have Crohn's disease, which is why I don't have an immune system. So I have to be very careful about what germs. I don't have an immune system, too. And so even people who have had cancers and other chronic illnesses have the same issue. So it's been my mission to go out and try and help people understand where these germs are and why and how you can take care of yourself to prevent catching any of them.
We need to come back to a whole show with you on that. I've had one hip replacement. Oh, and it was tough on me. You know, I went through a lot, but I'm doing a lot better. But you go through 5, as you say, you've had over 50 surgeries. That's a whole different show, and I want to come back and talk about that here with you later on. But Trish, if we could talk about a little bit more about the keeping yourself clean. Let me ask you about some other areas that we haven't talked about. We talked about airports. We talked about restaurants. How about rental cars? You know, you go rent a car, and I see them kind of moving it up into a cleaning area, and I'm assuming it's cleaned. How clean are the rental cars that you get? What's been your experience as a cleanliness expert?
And again, I have my little tool that allows me to actually measure the number of germs on anything. So what happens with rent cars, keep in mind, they're not using any kind of a disinfectant. So even though they're cleaning the debris dirt type of stuff, they're not actually cleaning any germs. There is no product that they're using that will actually kill germs. They tend to use neutral cleaners and green cleaners so that, you know, you're not knocked out by the smell of these things. So steering wheels are the world's worst. Because, again, keep in mind, everybody and his brothers touched those. They have touched their suitcases. They have touched hotel doors. They have touched elevator buttons. They have come in contact with a zillion germs, and they're not being cleaned with a disinfectant that will kill the actual germs. And so that also goes with the door handles and the seat belts.
Yeah, you're right. You don't think about that, where the seatbelt has been strapped on somebody else. I mean, you'd think that would have to be taken with some disinfectant and wiped completely clean and on the seatbelt. And then, the outside of the car probably goes through some cleaning situation with the steering wheel and the ashtray and all the levers and buttons that you push. You just kind of wonder if that's not really cleaned with some kind of disinfectant. You're susceptible. Well, you pick the stuff up out there, right?
Exactly. And you just have to have one little, you know, cut cuticle or a little tiny hole in one of your fingers from a pinprick or something, and you do. You've just opened up an area for those germs to get into.
We don't have a lot more time, but I want to go one more area. I love to take cruises. Our family usually does an annual cruise, and a lot of people think it's for geriatrics. Well, of course, I guess I'm kind of a geriatric, but I've loved them for years because, you know, it's just you can relax, you can do so much onshore, offshore. But what about cleanliness on cruise ships where you've often got not hundreds, but in some instances thousands of people on that cruise ship? What's been your experience there?
It's just a germ petri dish is what it is, basically. And part of that is for no fault of anything but you're in the water. So moisture is what germs live on, as well as viruses, of course. So everything inside of a cruise ship is already got the perfect breeding ground for germs. But the other place that we're talking about is, you know, you've got all these rails that everybody's holding on to, and not everybody is sanitizing their hands. So even though you're keeping your hands clean, it doesn't mean these kids with their little runny noses and, you know, dirty diapers and everything else. And that is one of the areas that keeps testing the highest on cruise ships for E. coli is in the children's pools. Because you have all these moms who are sticking these kids in there with their diapers on. When a kid has a little accident, it just floats around in the water, and even though it's a very small amount, it's a lot.
Then you go jump in the hot tub. You go jump in the hot tub.
The buffet. You know, the hot tubs are just having issues just because of the filtering systems. I mean, you have to keep those things pretty chlorinated. And, you know, you almost have to empty out the pool at least every 24, not empty it, but you know, drain out those hot tubs a little bit and add fresh water in and clean out the filtration system. We do that in the hospitals that we work in and the training centers that we work with at the NFL. You have to drain those pipes and run the chemicals through there in order to truly kill all the germs.
Well, it's something you got to keep your guard up. It can make a difference in your staying healthy. And, Tricia, I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. Tricia Holderman's president and CEO of Elite Facility Systems. Her website's on my website. You can find out about cleaning tips and what her company does. You can find it at my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Tricia, thanks for being with us. I want to come on back with you if you'll do that here in a few weeks. I'd like to talk about health issues in general and your experience. You've gone through so much. I think you'll be an inspiration for a lot of other people who've had some problems, so we'll get in touch with you here soon, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Take care. Good to talk to you today. Interesting lady, Tricia Holderman, right there. And by the way, I didn't know till I read her biography that she's had like 50 operations. She's had Crohn's. She's a Crohn's disease survivor. She's had a lot of surgery regarding Crohn's disease, 5 hip replacements. And boy, the lady's just full of life and going to live a full life because she worked so hard at it. Great inspiration to us all. Going back to the cleaning, you know, I hate to be rude with the fist bumping, but it's kind of be kind of funny. My friends kind of make fun of me on it, but they stick out their hand to fist bump before I do. And like I say, you go into a nice restaurant, someone comes in and shake your hand. Sometimes I don't say anything. I just stick my hand out there with a fist. And, you know, fist bumping's become a big thing in sports and in so many areas that a lot of people say, yeah, just kind of do it automatically out there is what they do. And so it's not that big of a thing. I don't find the objection to it. And if you just touch the fist, then I usually kind of take a little rag and get some water and, you know, on the table out of my water at the drink and kind of wipe my ends of my knuckles off, but I feel fine. But so become a fist bumper. I'm walking down the street yesterday in New Orleans in a restaurant area, 4 or 5 dudes out in the back, and they're saying hello to each other, and they're fist bumping and high-fiving. And I always go, hey, don't leave me out. Fist bump me. Fist bump me. Guy smiled and popped a fist bump right on me. So do that after this. You might you'll have some fun doing it. You'll keep yourself a lot cleaner. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Well, we got a lot to talk about. We got some national issues, this presidential race. So I'll tell you what you do. I want you to freshen up your coffee, take a breath or two, come on back, let's make some common sense. There's lots of things in the news that concern me. I'm sure it concerns you, and we're here to talk about it.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Years, for years, about how these big banks are too big to fail. You can't let them fail because it's going to wreck the whole financial economy. And so we bail the banks out. We bail out Wall Street. They keep getting their big bonuses. They take the helicopters to the Hamptons for the weekend. And you and I, the middle class, the average taxpayer out there, gets stuck. And you think, well, when's it going to come to an end? You hear Congress ranting and raving about it, but nothing's ever done. So now, last week, we see that five banks pled guilty to currency manipulation. We're going to explain to you what that is, where they're ripping off taxpayers again, and they get a slap on the wrist. They plead guilty, and I love what one of the heads, Citibank president, says. Well, it's an embarrassment for our kind. An embarrassment? You're a damn crook. You ought to be going to jail. And I'm appalled by this. I'm trying to get a handle on it here right now. Bart Naylor is my guest. He's with a watchdog group called Public Citizen that is, I hope, is as concerned as I am about here. Hey, Bart, glad you joined us on this Memorial Day on the Common Sense Show. Oh, okay, we haven't got Bart yet? Okay, we'll keep trying to get Bart. Yeah, and let me know when you get him here. My producer just tell me we're having a hard time getting a hold of Bart Naylor. But in any event, what happened is these five major banks, and probably one of them is yours, you know, the handful of banks control all the banking industry, Citicorp, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, the Royal Bank of Scotland. They're all fellas. They pled guilty this last Wednesday to criminal charges of conspiring to rig the value of the world's currencies. Now, that has a huge, when they're rigging the value of currencies, that means you and I pay more. And they're padding their profits without regard to the law, the public interest at all. And so the hammer should have been brought down on them. You know, it goes back to this too big to fail that we've talked about a lot on this show. I've written articles about it, going back to insurance companies like AIG, huge bailouts to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars, because we've got to protect them, you know. We've got to be sure that they're okay, and they keep getting their bonuses and keep spending money like it's water, and you and I get stuck with it. You and I get stuck with it. And the argument is these banks or the Justice Department made and the Securities SEC made, these banks, it might disrupt the economy if we come down too hard on them and send a few of their kids. Who was doing the manipulation? That they were doing the manipulation, it's against the law. That has a huge effect on what you and I pay in terms of interest rates. They ought to go to jail. Put somebody in jail. Well, no, we couldn't do that. And then again, the Citibank, I think it's the biggest bank in America. Their chief executive officer calls the criminal behavior an embarrassment. An embarrassment, not embarrassment, embarrassment when you stub your toe, you make a mistake, or you send out the wrong form. When you're carrying on criminal behavior, it's a heck of a lot more than embarrassment. These sweetheart deals, I think the profit made out of all this was some $85 billion. Not million, but $85 billion they made in profit by their currency manipulation. And they said, well, it's just embarrassing. We're not going to do it again. Slap on the wrist. Why doesn't the Justice Department crack down on these folks? Well, because it may disrupt the economy. Well, give us an explanation. You and I, look, the American people aren't that slow. We may not be financial experts, but we understand when something really is at risk. I don't believe the U.S. economy is at risk. If you send a few of these folks to jail and fine them pretty heavily, I don't think they're at risk. And if they are, explain it to us. Of course, that's never done. That's never done. It's just an embarrassment, and we've got to, quote, protect the economy. So what a lousy deal. We had a guest we're trying to still hook back up on with Public Citizen to talk about how outrageous this is. But when these companies are, now the companies were fined, and I'll tell you this, in full disclosure, they were fined, all of them, $5 billion. They were fined $5 billion. Now, $1 billion, that's a lot of money. I mean, $1 billion. You know how much they made out of the whole deal? They made $85 billion. That's a pretty good deal. Wouldn't you gladly pay $5 to get $85 back? In other words, it sounds like a long shot bet on, you know, who's going to win the Preakness or who's going to win the college football playoffs this coming year. I pay $5, I get $85 back. So they fine me $5 million, but I get to keep $85 million. So my profit, billion. They fine $5 billion. But they get to keep $85 billion, net of $80 billion. Sounds like a pretty good deal. It's too good to be true. It's a sweetheart deal. It's a sweetheart deal. And it's just outrageous and should not be allowed to happen. So I share that with you in terms of what I think is the continuing criminal behavior that's rampant on Wall Street. It hasn't cut down a bit. Bonuses have never been higher on Wall Street. And the losers are middle America. America that sees that their investment doesn't mean a heck of a lot, if they even have an investment at all, and anyway, it's just really disgusting. We'll hopefully have our guest, your Bart Naylor, on here shortly, but I want to give you the background of the deal made this week. And that's just, it's just a whole series of deals that started under Bush, continue under Obama, and you know, Wall Street spends billions of dollars in campaign contributions. They're doing it now in anticipation of the 2016 presidential election, where and you know, they don't have little fundraisers. You and I go to $100 fundraisers, so we go at all. Some of my friends who are a little wealthier maybe go to the maximum often it means $2,500. That's a heck of a contribution. These guys bundle. You know what the bundle is? They say, listen, you're our bundler. We want you to raise or give $100,000, some $500,000, and it's done every week, all the time. These fundraisers in New York, I saw Jeb Bush had one here last week, and it's not just Bush. All the candidates are doing it. Hillary Clinton has made gazillions in terms of these fundraisers, she's had, from Wall Street. And the tactic sense is, now, don't be too tough on us. Don't beat up on us. Oh, sometimes we might cross the line, so slap us on the wrist. But don't be too tough. And we sure saw that with the president administration. We saw that under Bush with Too Big to Fail, where the AIGs of the world and so many banks made off like bandits. Just made off like bandits. Were put billions of dollars put in. They all kept getting their bonuses. Didn't slow down one bit. Didn't slow them down at all in terms of what they were doing. Not at all. We saw that under Bush. Now we've got Obama, and the same thing is happening. You've got these five huge banks. They make $85 billion in profit by currency manipulation. You and I have to pay more in terms of our interest is what we're paying. And in return, they get a $5 billion penalty, $5 billion. $85 billion profit, $5 billion. Look, I'd have taken a $50 billion profit, rather a $50 billion fine. You're still making $35 billion on top of it all. So it's just outrageous in terms of what's happening with this whole currency manipulation and how they're too big to fail. You and I aren't too big to fail. Did you ever get a government bailout? I never got a government bailout. I work hard. I have people that work for me. I pay my taxes. I pay my bills. I made some bad deals. Made some bad real estate deals. Nobody bailed me out, and they shouldn't bail me out. They shouldn't bail you out, and they certainly shouldn't bail out Wall Street. When they scream too big to fail, say you're not too big. If you can't handle it, do it right, then you're going to be charged or get out of the business. We're sick and tired of paying for your hive lifestyle. Jim Brown here in the Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my regular newsletter. In these columns I'm talking, these issues I'm talking about, I write about them every week. Sign up and take it in. jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Congress is in the middle of a major debate right now over something called the 12-Nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, it's a little complicated, but it hits home to whether or not you have a job. So I think it's worth talking about. The president wants authority. He doesn't want Congress to have any role in the authority. We've had these partnerships before where we lower the barriers. We lower the trade barriers, and we don't charge import fees to these countries who want to put goods into our country. Well, that's fine if all is even, if they're paying the same wages we are and all is fair and square. But let me just put in perspective what's happening. One of the strengths of America is we've had economic independence. That's enabled us to pick and choose the wars in which we want to get involved. It's given us the strength. We were independent economically. You see, Japan, for example, imports about everything they get, their oil and so much of their food they import. We don't have to do all this. We used to have to import oil, but now we're energy independent now because we produce our own oil and gas to take care of ourselves. So that's the strength of the American economy, our economic independence. And we pride ourselves with that. Well, the politicians, Republicans and Democrats alike in Washington, all promised us we'd have these new big emerging markets, and we'd be able to export our goods to all these countries. We would have rising trade surpluses. There'd be better jobs if we just would pass this new free trade agreement. 12 nations are lobbying for it. It's been a hallmark of the Obama administration to allow free trade. Well, what is it meant? And the idea sounds good, that there should be a free flow without government interference. That all sounds fine, but there's a heck of a price. You and I are paying a heck of a price in terms of jobs to America. I think the evidence is self-evident that what has happened is this measure is only going to hasten the exodus of manufacturing jobs to low-wage countries like Vietnam, depressing wages for the working class in our country. But the only people that make the money are the corporate heads and make all the profits, you see? So we're basically living in America where, with this free trade focus, we're wiping out a good part of the middle class. We're wiping out a good part of the middle class. Let me give you an example. Peter Morrissey, remember I've read some things by Morrissey. He was the chief economist in the early Clinton years at the U.S. International Trade Commission. He says the Korean deal alone, just how we deal with Korea, the imports we allow to come in, we do it on a 10-to-1 basis. For every dollar they take in of our goods, we take in $10 of their goods. Well, if we're bringing in this manufacturing from all these other countries, then you don't need American jobs. You don't need to produce all this stuff, you see. Manufacturing jobs are coming to an abrupt halt. Morrissey says that the Korean deal alone is going to cost America 100,000 jobs. Here's what he says. Asian nations target specific industries, such as the auto and information technology, and they compel U.S. firms to establish factories and research facilities in their country, in their economies. China, Germany, Japan, all have manipulated currencies to keep these exports high and imports from us low. And Morrissey estimates that our annual $500 billion trade deficit has cost America 4 million jobs and is contributing cause of the fall of the U.S. family income by almost $5,000 a year since the year 2000. Since the year 2000. We're not putting America first. Corporations are putting profit first and not America first. And that's not a socialist argument. That's an argument about keeping America free. You follow me? Trade deficit, $500 billion. Some people say it's as high as $700 billion. Free trade, this whole idea of free trade, since 1980, has cost the U.S. 40% of all manufacturing jobs. We just don't make things anymore. Just look at the labels of half the all the clothes you wear, all the electronics you bring in, none of it are made in America. They're all made overseas. That's fine if we're getting something in return, but we don't get anything in return. And so there's enormous pressures being brought on by these transnational corporations. And they're not, you know, some foreign corporation. It's Coca-Cola and it's American car manufacturers, our big giants. And by putting the pressure in on free trade, they're transferring all these manufacturing jobs overseas where they can produce products more cheaply. You follow me? And they get rid of American workers. And then they bring these goods back into the U.S. to sell to us. We buy the goods, and the profit goes overseas. The profit goes overseas. By the way, one of the leading voices is a friend of mine. Sherrod Brown is a U.S. Senator from Ohio. He was the Secretary of State when I was the Secretary of State back in the 80s. He's a very thoughtful, intelligent U.S. Senator, and he talks about that, like I say, about this deficit, talked about U.S. gets a $1 billion trade, where Korea, he says $12 billion. Sherrod Brown says $12 billion. In other words, they get us 12-to-1. Well, of course, that takes away American jobs, dramatically takes away American jobs. China, Japan, they're economic nationalists, you see. Their focus is what's good for their country. They don't care anything about us. where our focus is, well, let's let the big corporations have their markets overseas, but to do so, we got to lower all these trade barriers. And you can see it in terms of what's happening with mechanization, for example. So, okay, let's make the jobs here at home. I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal what robots do in corporate finance departments of the Wall Street Journal here, May the 5th. They're saying that software is taking over jobs that once required lots more time, armies of people. Robots can do what clerks are doing right now, so you're losing all of those jobs. How about this? Field hand fruit pickers. You know, we got all these jobs for fruit pickers. Well, the labor shortage spurs these farmers to use high-tech machines for handling the delicate task. They're picking the grapes and they're making the wine. It's all done by robotic. It's all done by robots. And so there's a huge challenge to us in terms of just hanging on to American jobs. And I hope you heard what I said, 40% of all the American manufacturing jobs are now gone. In my home state of Louisiana, we used to have manufacturing companies that would make children's clothes and dresses and the number of things along that line. They're all gone. Everything's all overseas now. We don't make cell phones. We don't make computers. We don't make any television sets. When's the last time you could find a label RCA's trying to compete? But it's all the Sonys and the Toshibas. That's where the price is, and that's what you see hanging on walls. Of course, automobiles. I've never had a foreign automobile. I've always drove a domestic automobile. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I just like GM and Ford products is what I've always said. I've had a Mercury, had a, I've got a SUV now. I had several SUVs, always American products. Well, most of America buys overseas, and we're the losers. We suffer from it. We don't get the benefit of the dollars coming in. The middle class is staying stagnant. Like I say, they've lost some $4,700 or making less today than they were in the year 2000. And we just can't continue. So you wonder why welfare benefits go up, unemployment benefits go up, people resign early for Social Security. All those costs are increasing dramatically. People lose health insurance from their jobs. They get an hourly wage. They don't get health insurance. And so they have to go on to Obamacare. That rate, if you heard me talk about on the show earlier, I talked about the fact that in New Mexico, largest health insurer out there, Healthcare Service Corporation, asking for a 51.6% rate increase for 2016. In Tennessee, 36.3% increase. In Maryland, 30.4% increase. One of the reasons is because people are coming into the Obamacare system because they've lost their private health insurance. You see what I'm saying? When you wipe out the middle class, our taxes are going up to pay for more services that can't be generated through taxes from the middle class. I mean, it hits home to you and me, folks. And I think it's a huge, huge crisis we face in this country today. And we're dealing with it. You know how we're dealing with it? By free trade agreements that give all the benefits to these countries overseas. So there's a strong Republican contingent and Democrat contingent trying to stop this free trade agreement. I hope they're able to do so. I hope they're able to, you know, we've got too many American workers we need to protect, and we're not doing so right now. So I share that with you because it sounds like something that you and I don't, what do we know about free trade and trade agreements and all this kind of thing? Just not an issue for us. Well, it is an issue for us because with that trade imbalance, the middle class in America here today gets stuck. Big corporations, they make a ton of money.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.